这是祷告会，我们继续来查考这个故谷复生的意象。
In our prayer session, we'll continue to study the revival of the dry bones.
枯干的骨头怎么可以复生呢？
How could dry bones be revived?
第三点呢，这里说先知遵命来发预言。
The third point is that the prophet.
Listen to the word of God to prophesy.
Listen to the word of God to prophesy.
我们请看三十七章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 37, verse 10.
三十七章第七节。
Verse 7.
于是我遵命说预言，正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，谷与谷互相联络。第八节。
Verse 8.
我观看，看见骸骨上了根。上了筋，也长了肉，又有皮在壁体上，只是还没有气息。这里告诉我们呢，先知讲话，地就震动了。
This tells us that when the prophet prophesies, the ground shook.
这个非常重要。
And this is very important.
为什么死的骨头会长肉呢？
And how would a dry bone have flesh again?
因为先知讲的话有生命。
Because the prophet prophesies words with life.
可以震动人的心啊。
And this is something that can move a man's heart.
神的话语是有生命的道。
The word of God has life.
我们请看约翰福音第六章六十三节。
Let's look at John chapter 6 verse 36.
约翰福音六章六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 36.
六章六十三节。主耶稣这里说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。请读。
36. But I say to you, I don't think I'm the right one.
第六章六十三节 ,63.
Oh, 63. Verse 63. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are the spirit and life.
Spirit gives life. 灵叫人活，并不是肉体。
The spirit gives life.
今天有一天，如果我们的灵离开我们的身体了，我们的身体就变成尸体。
Today, if the spirit leaves our bodies, then our body will become a corpse.
尸体没有人喜欢碰。
It is no one likes to see a corpse.
尸体没有人喜欢放在家里。
And no one likes to put a corpse at home.
因为尸体会腐烂。
Because this corpse will decay.
尸体不会动。
It will not move.
尸体会发臭。
And it will smell.
我们灵性也是一样。
And our spirit is the same.
什么东西让我们活着呢？
What allows us to live?
是我们的灵。
It is our spirit.
不止我们自己的灵。
And not only our spirit.
灵性来说，是神的灵让我们活着。
The spirit of God allows us to live.
所以神的灵是什么呢？
So what is the spirit of God?
主耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵。
And Jesus tells us that it is the words that I speak and those are the spirit.
就是生命。
And it's life.
所以为什么信徒要常常聚会？
So why does the members often have to come to church?
常常听道理。
And why did they often have to hear the words of God?
因为神的话语就像生命的供给一样，给我们常常有灵命在里面。
It is because the words of God have life.
所以圣经就说，神的话语是生命之道。
And that is why the Bible says that the Spirit is the word of life.
所以这个讲台啊，对教会的兴旺很重要。
And so therefore the pulpit is very important to the church.
讲台如果强而有力，
if the pulpit has strength,
大家听了都是被神的话语感动。
And then the members will be moved by the word.
大家就会热心起来。
And they will become zealous.
就会爱主起来。
And they will love God.
就会同心起来。
And they will be united.
你会悔改起来。
And they will repent.
所以啊，我们需要有强而有力的讲道。
And so that's why we need strength in the preaching.
震撼人的心呢。
In order to revive the hearts of men.
就像以西结，他一奉神的名来预言，地就震动了。
And so when Ezekiel prophesied, the ground shook.
因为神跟他同工。
Because God worked with him.
为什么他所讲的话可以震动地呢？
How could his words move the ground?
并不是因为他很厉害。
It's not because of his greatness.
而是他讲的话是神要他讲的。
Rather, it's because the words he spoke were the words that God wanted him to speak.
他只是传声筒而已。
He's only a vessel.
所以神讲出来，透过他神就同工了。
And so the words of God went through him and he was successful.
所以今天呢，我们教会的讲台非常重要。
So that is why the pulpit in today's church is very important.
我们这边虽然传道人没有办法常常来看望。
And although in Calgary, we often do not have preachers.
有时候可能我们要轮流领会。
And perhaps we have to take turns to lead the sermon.
或者带领查经。
Or to lead Bible studies.
或者听录音带。
Or to listen to sermon tape.
无论怎么样。
No matter what.
准备的时候都要多花时间祷告。
In our preparation, we must pray.
就算祷告完了，放个录音 听到的感觉都不一样。
And even if we pray and we listen to sermon tape, the feeling is different.
祷告足够了，准备到了呀，好轻松，哇，灵感都来了，就不用很辛苦了。
And after we pray and prepare a sermon ourselves, it's very easy and comes easily.
祷告不够，哇，那个头脑啊，弄到翻转了，都没有灵感，都写不出来。
But if we do not pray and are not moved by the Spirit, then we cannot think about what to say in the sermon.
很奇妙，真的是祷告不够的话，就算你写很多啊，讲出来都没有力，下面都通通在睡觉。
And it's true, even though you write a lot and you do not pray enough, then people will fall asleep in your sermon.
所以先知。奉神的名讲话，讲神的话语，地就震动了。
So the prophet prophesied in the name of the Lord, and the ground shook.
结果呢，这个骨头啊，就有几个步骤。首先呢，长出筋。
And then the bones grew tendons.
然后呢，长肉。
And then it had flesh.
然后呢，长皮。
And then skin.
所以一下子啊，一堆骸骨啊，干的非常干的骸骨啊，就变成一个人的形状，都躺在那一边了。
So then these dry bones had the form of a man.
但是第八节告诉我们很清楚哦。
But the verse 8 tells us.
只是还没有气息。
But there was no breath in this flesh and bone.
啊，有骨头。
There's bone.
有筋。
There's tendon.
有肉。
There's flesh.
有皮。
There's skin.
还是一个尸体、啊、
And yet it is still a corpse.
这里告诉我们什么、
well, What does this tell us?
如果没有神的灵的话
If we do not have the spirit of God
外表再好看
And we look good in appearance
还是一个尸体
But yet we are a corpse.
我们来看雅各书
Let's look at James
第二章
James chapter
2第二章二十六节
James chapter 2 verse 26、
雅各书二章二十六节
James chapter 2 verse 26
雅各书第二章二十六节身体没有灵魂是死的心心没有行为也是死的这里雅各长老告诉我们
This, James, Elder James tells us
身体如果没有灵魂就是尸体
that if the spirit, if the body does not have a spirit then it is simply a body
虽然有骨头有筋有皮有肉
So if there's bones, sinews, or tendons, flesh and skin
还是尸体
But yet it's a corpse
这个代表什么呢
What does it symbolize?
今天有时候我们看到别的教派哇增长那么快
This shows us that in some denominations they grow so quickly.
比我们晚来，但是会堂盖那么大。
And they're greater than ours, and they have great churches.
人数很多。
And they have many members.
活动很多。
And they have many activities.
团契很多。
They have many activities.
哇，好像我们都比不上，好像我们都很羞愧样子。
And we cannot even compare to these churches.
不要羞愧。
But we should not be ashamed.
圣经我们告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
身体就是代表教会。
That the body symbolizes the church.
主耶稣只有一个身体。
And the Jesus only has one body.
谁是主耶稣真正的身体呢?
And what is the true body of Jesus?
有灵啊，有主的灵啊。
It is the one with the spirit of God.
没有主的灵。
If there's no spirit of God.
外面很好看。
Then on the outside we may look good.
很多活动。
There
may
be many activities and the church may be beautiful.
对不起，这是一个尸体。
However, this is still a corpse.
所以真教会虽然我们人很少。
So even though in the true church we have few members.
我的会堂不大。
And our church is not big.
这里有圣灵啊。
But we have the Holy Spirit here.
像前几个月感谢主我们的 Stephen 兄弟啊，从台湾搬过来这边慕道，在这边得圣灵啊，对不对啊？
And then we thank God that Brother Stephen came here from Taiwan and a few months ago he received the Holy Spirit.
证明神从来没有离弃过我们。
This shows us that God has never left us.
这还是神的真教会。
And this is still the true church of God.
所以啊，教会的增长啊，不可以只看表面。
So therefore we cannot look at the outer appearance to judge the growth of the church.
那么从个人来说呢
？And individually,
我们的灵性的增长也不可以看表面。
We should not also look at outward appearance to judge our own spiritual growth.
不要以为说哇，我很忙啊，很多圣工啊，跑来跑去啊。
And we cannot say that, oh, we're so busy. There's so much holy work, and I do it by going everywhere.
是不是圣工做的越多，灵性就越增长
？Does it mean that the more holy work we do, the greater our spirituality becomes?
不一定啊。
This is might not be the case.
有时候有筋有肉有皮啊，那是里面的灵啊，圣灵不充满。
Sometimes there's tendons, flesh, skin, and bones, but there's the Holy Spirit is not fulfilled in our heart.
罗马书第八章第九节。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
你们罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属于基督的。这里告诉我们什么
？What does this verse tells us?
神的灵住到我们心里，我们就不属肉体了。
If the Spirit of God dwells in us, then we do not belong to the flesh. We must be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. And we must depend on God to change our bad characteristics. And then we will be, and so that we can be fully submissive to Christ.
记住,
if we do not have the Holy Spirit, we do not belong to Christ.
所以还没求到圣灵的,
so those that do not have the Holy Spirit must earnestly pray for it.
所以啊,我们教会的增长啊,
and so the growth of our church,
or 个人灵性的增长,
the battles of our church and our individual battles,
讲到最后就是要圣灵给我们同工。
In the end, we need the Holy Spirit to work with us.
好,那么再看回来,以西结束。
Let's look back at, to Ezekiel
37章。
37。那么先知发完预言之后呢? And after the prophet prophesied,
第四点,灵就进去他们里面了。
And this is the fourth point, the Spirit entered into the flesh.
我们请看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
37章第九节。
Verse 9.
主对我说,人子啊,你要发预言,向风发预言,说主耶和华如此说,气息啊,要从释放而来,吹在这些被杀的人身上,使他们活了。9.
Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live.
这是神跟先知讲的第二种预言
And this is the second prophecy that God had told the prophet.
第一次先知讲完话了,哇,他们那个骨头啊,都有筋,有肉,皮,有肉了。
After the prophet prophesied for the first time, the bones grew tendons, flesh and skin.
但是呢,现在再讲一次。
But now there's another prophecy.
这次讲的时候呢,有不同的效果了。
And there's another,
another result.
Another result.
那么怎么讲呢?
What did he say?
这里第九节说,先知啊,你要向风发预言。
And verse 9 says that you must say to the breath.
在原文啊,风,气,气息,灵,都是同一个字。
In the original text?
Hebrew.
In the Hebrew.
希伯来文啊,没有分的啊。
Wind, breath, and
spirit
is the same word.
都是同一个字。
There is no difference in the
所以啊,
same word.
所以啊,为什么神要先知说你要向风发预言呢? 这个风并不是东风、南风、西风、北风啊。
So then why did God tell the spirit to say to the winds?
神呢是叫先知说你要求神啊,求神的灵啊,向风发预言,就是求神的灵进到 他们里面,这个死的骨头里面,他们都可以活起来了。
That is to say that you must ask, the prophet must ask the winds and pray that God's spirit will enter into the flesh and bones so that they may live.
这个祷告很重要。
And this is an important prayer.
不是先知自己可以把它叫起来啊。
It is not simply the prophet that can ask these bones and flesh to live.
先知自己能做什么?
What can a prophet do alone?
只有神可以感动人。
Only God can touch people.
神不感动人啊。
If God does not touch people,
有时候啊, 讲到口水都干了,
then we may, our mouth might go dry just preaching.
诶, 神感动人,
but if God preaches,
哇, 马上都明白了,
if God touches someone, then people will automatically understand.
良心受责备啊,
and their conscience will be stricken.
悔改啊,
they will repent.
真的不一样,
and this is different.
所以不是啊, 你有多厉害的口才,
so it does not matter how eloquent we are.
所以布道会之前的祷告很重要,
so that is why it is important to pray before an evangelical service.
灵恩会的祷告很重要,
it is important to pray during a spiritual convocation.
为圣工祷告很重要,
and it's important to pray for holy work.
为慕道者祷告也很重要,
and also important to pray for the true seekers.
求神 亲自感动他,
so that we ask God to touch them personally.
所以这是所谓的向风发预言啊,
and this is to speak to the winds.
所以教会的圣工啊, 就是在乎也没有祷告。
And so the growth of the Holy Spirit depends on prayer.
所以这个灵啊, 使,
our growth of the church depends on prayer.
所以这里告诉我们, 这样祷告完之后呢,
and after this type of prayer,
我们看第十节啊,
we look at verse 10.
于是我遵命说预言气息就进入骸骨,骸骨便活了。
Verse 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them and they lived.
听道理听很多,
We might listen to many teachings.
但是最重要的是圣灵感动人。
But the most important thing is that Holy Spirit moves us.
听很多啊，团在那边还是不动啊。
If we listen a lot, but sometimes we are not moved.
但是圣灵进去了。
But when the Holy Spirit enters,
吹逼我们。
And it blows upon us.
改变我们。
It changes us.
啊，像这次去 NYTS 啊。
And for example, this past NYTS.
啊，感谢神，神在灵在那边感动。
When we thank God that the Holy Spirit was working.
啊，有一些兄弟姐妹去之前呢。
And before,
啊，那个 iPod 啦，那个 Apple iPod 啦，都是放那些 rock 啊，那些世界的音乐。
And some of the youth before they attended had rock music on their iPods.
啊，他是参加完三个礼拜神训班之后呢。
But after 2 weeks of the MITS.
哇，回家跟妈妈讲说，我对那个音乐没兴趣了。
They told their parents that they have no more interest in that type of music.
啊，在温哥华有些家长啊做见证。
And some of the parents made testimonies.
他去完神训班回来啊，变了一个人。
They testified about their children and how much they had changed.
都到处拿那些软体啊，盗版的啊，什么什么 copy 啊，看啊，听啊，现在回来都不看了。
And before, how they listened to
all this pop 啊 rock 啊，
all this pop and rock music, and now they do not do that anymore.
回来听赞美诗。
And instead, they listen to hymns.
头发也剪短了。
They also cut their hair short.
以前要绿的，要金的，哎呀，统统换过了。
And before, they wanted to leave their hair long and
color
and dye it.
啊，不一样了。所以神的灵进去，骸骨就活了。
So when the Spirit of God entered the bones, they lived.
啊，请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
啊，第七节啊。
Verse 7.
啊，哥林多后书三章第十七节，对不对？
哦 ，verse 17.
三章第十七节。
17.
啊，三章第十七节，主就是那灵，主的灵在那里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
啊，有人说啊，信耶稣很不自由。
Some people say that we are bound when we believe in Jesus.
又不可以赌钱。
Because we cannot gamble.
又不可以玩女人。
And we cannot womanize.
啊，又不可以赌博，又不可以做坏事。
And we cannot gamble, we cannot do bad things.
你看，我们不信耶稣，什么都可以做，很自由。
So.
文不信耶稣什么都可以做很自由。
So if we do not believe in Jesus, we can do anything. It's very free.
是不是真的是自由呢？
But is this true freedom?
不是的。
It is not.
没有信耶稣像一个死人一样。
If we do not believe in Jesus, we are like a dead man.
被罪控制。
We are conquered by sin and bound by sin.
很喜欢赌博，不赌都不行啊。
We like to gamble, and if we do not, then we cannot stand it.
赌到全家的家产都破掉了都不行啊。
We gamble our entire family savings away.
好可怜啊。
It's very pitiful.
但是主的灵进去了。
But when the Spirit of God enters,
让他得了自由了。
Then we receive freedom.
起来了，变成另外一个人了。
And when we get up, we are another person.
所以我们今天也是一样。
So today we are the same.
所以我们要祷告当中啊，求我们要向风啊，向神的灵来求，求神感动我们。
And when we pray, we should.Ask God's Spirit to touch us.
这样子了，我们就可以为神就打美好的仗。
And in this way, we can fight a good fight for the Lord.
我们再看回来这个以西结书三十七章。
Let's look back at Ezekiel 37.
啊，以西结书三十七章啊。
Ezekiel 37.
第十节这里说，他们就站起来，成为极大的军队。
They stood up on their feet an exceedingly great host.
哇，这个不一样。
This is different.
不单只有生命力。
Not only do they have life.
还有战斗力。
But they have the strength to stand.
今天教会怎么发展呢？
And how does the church grow today?
如果弟兄姐妹都成为神的军队，
If all of us are the army of God,
教会就发展了。
Then the entire church will grow.
如果都是骸骨的话，那没办法。
But if we are the dry bones, then we cannot do anything.
如果都是尸体的话，也没办法。
If we are corpses, we cannot do anything.
站起来。
But we should stand up.
出去。
We should go out
传福音
and spread the gospel.
祷告圣灵充满
and we should pray for the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
极大的军队
so that we become an exceedingly great army.
可以为主啊打灵战
that we fight a spiritual battle for the Lord.
我们今天卡加利啊，神给我们很重要的圣工
So in Calgary Church, God has given us a very important holy work.
卡加利在加拿大来说啊，成为一个越来越重要的城市。
Calgary is becoming increasingly important city in Canada.
越来越多新移民就来这里。
There are many new immigrants coming here.
华人越来越多。
And there are more Chinese people.
其他种族人也很多。
And there are other cultures coming too.
神要我们做什么呢？
What does God want us to do?
神要我们起来。
He wants us to get up.
成为极大的军队。
And he wants us to become his great army.
让我们装备好自己。
And he wants us to prepare ourselves.
我们现在剩下啊，大概20到25分钟，我们要来祷告。
And we have about 20-25 minutes, and we'll pray.
啊，在祷告当中，我们彼此的互相代祷。
And in prayer, we will in our prayer, we will pray for each other.
啊，也为特别为 Brother Jack 祷告哈。
And we will especially pray for Brother Jack.
因为他那个癌症末期啊。
Because he is in a very deep stage of cancer.
啊，Brother Trace 啊，牙痛。
And as well as Brother Trace, he has a toothache.
还有晚上我们有布道会。
And at night we have an evangelical service.
啊，虽然只有一个慕道者，但一个灵魂呢，胜过全世界。
And although there's only one true seeker, one soul that is saved is worth more than the entire world.
那么也请大家为我祷告啊。
And also pray for the preacher.
啊，我27号到12月的11号要去古巴。
From November 27th, I have to go to
Cuba. 啊，不是去晒太阳啊 ，holiday 啊。
And it's not for a holiday.
啊，是第一次的去看看有没有开拓的机会啊。
And I'm going there to see if a path can be opened.
啊，因为美国的传道啊，因为美国政府啊，不给美国人去古巴，因为卡斯特罗啊跟布希啊很不好。
Because the U.S. government does not allow U.S. citizens to go to Cuba.
啊，所以联总就派我去看一看，看看有没有的坐，有没有的船。
So that is why the church has sent me to Cuba to see if there any work can be done.
只有我一个去啊，所以请大家都帮忙带导。
And only I am going, so please pray for me.
这个是共产国家啊。
And this is a
communist country. 求神保守，平安去，平安回来。
So please ask God to help guide me and take care of me so that I go peacefully and come back peacefully.
这个本来不应该在会堂在。台上宣布，但是跟大家那么熟，相信你们不会出卖我，所以等一下不要录音。
And I'm not supposed to tell you this, but because I know everyone here, I trust.
Supposed to be low profile, 那跟大家那么熟没关系了啊。但你们帮我祷告就好，不要出卖我啊。
Just don't go tell everyone.
还有呢，我们现在讲讲啊，每一家什么需要代祷的事情可以讲讲啊。
And if you have prayer requests, please share.
来，从 Patrick 家里，查理兄家里有没有什么需要代祷的事情
？Uncle Charles' house. Hold.
Irene 呢？Stephen 呢？赶快买人手哈，小陈找到适合的啊！哎呀，太下个礼拜要来，希望赶快到啊
！And for
啊
，Please help Brother Stephen pray so that he can quickly buy a house.
Ellen 呢？有没有事情？啊，帮妈妈祷告了啊
！And pray for Ellen's mom.
啊 ，Patrick Ho 呢？是啊是啊，尤其是哦，明年有个很大的圣功啊，记不记得？大家不要哦，不要躺在那边哈、哦，准备要起来做大军队了。明天有 NCC 的全国大会啊。
Next
3月啊，反正我们要开始要准备了啊、哦，要全国的全国的代表都要来啊，很多工作，大家要准备了，为这个事情祷告了。
And next year we all know that there's an NCC hosted by Calgary and all the delegates from Canada will be here, so we have to prepare.
啊 ，Samuel 呢 ？Samuel 有没有事情祷告？啊。OK， Isaac 啦，有没有 ？Anthony 你啲谁啦？系啦，两个小孩子发烧哈，求神怜悯帮助啊。
And Ethan and Andrea are not feeling well.
啊，文仔咧 ，Desmond 啦 ，Yeah good 哈。OK，pray that he'll go to SSC 啊 ，in Vancouver 啊。希望他可以去温哥华的神训灵恩会啊。婆婆啦，阿伯母啦，身体啦哈。执事啦。两个仔啦吓
，Pray for Desmond and Dexter。
系啦，叶姐妹啦 ，Rose 啦。
For Daniel。
系啦系啦，继续。周志良啦。
希望教会嘅人同埋我喺屋企人身体健康。
嗯。好啦。
Oh, and let's pray for the entire church so that we can all be healthy and for Dexter to receive Holy Spirit。
啊 ，Barrington 啦。自己啊，OK， 是得嘛啦？
So that I can make the right decisions.
OK， 好啊， okay. 啊，还有上边的 Connie Auntie 啊，帮忙煮饭啊，很辛苦啊，帮他祷告啊。
Oh, and Auntie Connie as well, she's
okay,
cooking for us.
那我们现在一起来彼此互相代祷啊。我们祷告半个小时啊，我们把椅子推后面，我们尽量往前面来。
Please push the chairs to the back and come forward. We'll pray for half an hour.
我们请执事。